Today's guest is someone I have worked with for a few years now and that you all probably know pretty well. And we're really just shooting the breeze, talking about what we do together and some tips for our younger stepmom selves.
I'm Cameron. I spent years building my career and creating a life I loved. And when my Prince Charming finally showed up, he had 4 kids in tow. Fast forward through lots of mistakes made and lessons learned, step family life was much more complicated than I realized. If you're looking for help with blended family life, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Stepmom Diaries, where we keep it real as we dish about all the things. This is your weekly dose of blended family inspiration and encouragement. You're not the wicked stepmother, so let me help you find your fairy tale ending. Come on, let's do this.
Hello, hello, welcome. I feel like I always say this, but I am so excited for today's guest. Does that ring a bell? I do feel like I say that every week, but I mean it every week because I have the best guests on this podcast, y'all. Today's guest is Beth McDonough. She is a badass stepmom coach and happens to be my business partner over at Step Family Magazine. We also co-founded the Stepmom Summit a few years ago. That was the first time we had worked closely together, and we have been working together ever since. Beth also runs the Inclusive Stepmom, where she takes stepmoms from hopeless to happy through one-on-one and group coaching and courses. Her work has been featured in NPR, Good Morning America, She Knows Parenting, Baby Center, Bustle, Romper, Mom 2.0, and Parent Map. The Inclusive Stepmom was also named one of the best step parenting blogs by Healthline in 2020. I told you she's a badass. Beth has a Master of Arts degree in English Literature from Gannon University in Erie, Pennsylvania, and currently works as the Director of Content at the Digital Marketing Agency And Marketing, and serves on the Marketing Committee for the Crawford County Housing Coalition. Before we get started, I do want to make sure that you know, Beth and I are going to talk about it a little bit in this episode, but we do have a spot left at the Stepmom Retreat in Utah next month. If you'd like more information, head over to the show notes at thiscustomlife.com/episode73. We do chat about it during this episode, as I said, and we are both so excited to spend 2.5 days with the most amazing stepmoms in an intimate setting where we really dig in. We're going to roll up our sleeves and make some real progress on their challenges. Beth and I, as always, could talk forever, but I think that you will enjoy a little sampling of what it's like to work with us with this episode. Beth, hello. I feel like it's like our usual, because we talk like a million times a week, it's just like our usual chat.
I know. It feels like behind the scenes for everybody.
I know, right? So for everybody listening, I interviewed Beth like way back in episode 7, and I cannot believe how much has changed since then. I guess it was like maybe 2 years ago. I don't know, but for starters, like we're business partners now, which is crazy, and good friends. And that last interview was even like way before we hosted our first summit and then acquired Step Family Magazine. And it's just kind of crazy to think about like all the stuff that has happened since that first chat when we didn't really know each other all that well.
Yeah, I was trying to remember before this when we recorded the other time. Gosh, it was that long ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, I mean, so for those of you that are listening that know us or have been to a Stepmom Summit or are in our membership or whatever, you probably already know this, but one of the things Beth and I bonded on early on is that like we have a lot in common other than the fact that we're both blonde and very type A. We share the same wedding anniversary, like not just the same month, but like the same day and the same year, which is kind of fun. So like we're like anniversary twins. So every year on our anniversary, we're like, happy anniversary twin.
And we're so, always, I don't know. Our spouse is mad by scheduling things on the day for some reason.
I know, totally. But I feel like that was kismet that like we were at least going to be friends. So, and it's also crazy. I feel like we went into business before we'd even met in person. Which I guess is sort of the nature of
that's the way we live now, right?
Yeah, a lot of this stuff. But and it was like just as the pandemic was sort of we're coming out of the pandemic, I think when you and Jen came to Maine and had a long weekend with me and Craig, and I think that was definitely when we realized like, oh, like this will definitely work.
Yeah. I also didn't know how tall you were. Isn't that crazy?
I know, that is funny. Like the first thing you said,
everyone, Cameron's really tall.
I'm 5'10". Yeah. Like the first thing Beth said when she got out of the car was, oh my God, I didn't know you were tall. It is funny. And it was funny, like spending that weekend together and having the chance to talk about more than just stepmom stuff and like really get to know each other. And I loved spending so much time with Jen and, you know, Craig. It's funny. Jen and Craig are like really alike in so many ways. So that was fun too. And so I know one of the things we were going to talk about today is we're doing this stepmom retreat next month in Utah. And I think we have a spot or two left. So I will put a link to it in the show notes, which you can find at thiscustomlife.com/episode73. This retreat is so, like, I just am so excited about it. I think it's going to be so amazing. I don't know, Beth, what are you most excited about for Utah?
I think it's part of what we were just saying about the magic of the two of us meeting in person, right? I mean, we both do a lot of coaching and we interact with a ton of stepmoms. The Stepmom Summit has been amazing, and it's the energy behind that event is magnetic, but there is still something really, really special about being in rooms across the table for somebody, or just getting to hug somebody or feel that actual energy of people connecting and getting to, I guess, just vibe with each other. And you can go deeper and you can bond on a more personal level when you're in person. And that is something that we just haven't really gotten to do in this. I mean, we created this community online to begin with, which has been awesome. But the ability to be able to see each other in person is going to be so special. And I'm also really excited about our focus. We're focusing on relationships specifically, like every individual relationship in the dynamic. And I'm really excited to get really specific with people there. How about you?
Me too. No, same. I think that it's funny. I was thinking about this today. Like when we do the summits, and I mean, almost every time we do some kind of event together, I think people do like, I think people can tell we're having fun. And, but we always get these comments afterwards from people that are like, oh my God, this changed my life. And I can't believe that, you know, I hadn't found this before. And this is amazing, you know, all this stuff. And I don't know. It's almost, I mean, I'm so excited about what we can do for the 10 women that are coming to Utah, or the 8 women, we still have a couple spots left, who are coming to Utah right now. But it's also sort of, I feel like it's almost a selfish thing because I get such a charge out of knowing that we're helping people and being there in person. Like you said, like you get to really, I mean, I feel like we can do a little bit of that on Zoom, and but it's not the same. Like being in person is going to be amazing.
Yeah. And we also know how much stepmoms, because you know, we do it, hesitate to prioritize ourselves. Right. And so I'm really excited to get to create a space for them to like fully step away and not just to be, you know, we're both hiding in an office right now, right? Not to just be able to set aside like one quiet hour or sneak in to listen to summit sessions while they're having to pack lunches or whatever. Like they get to fully step outside of that life where they're constantly serving everyone else's needs and really focus on themselves.
And spend 2 days doing that. I mean, it's like, I don't know the last time. And I mean, I feel like you and I are pretty good at taking care of ourselves because we talk so much about it. I don't know the last time I took 2 full days just for myself to like uncharge and recharge myself and like do all of the things. And I don't know, this resort where we're going to be is so special. I've been there a couple of times and like, it's just amazing. I'm really excited about the fire ceremony we're going to do. Like, you know, letting go, this is gonna be a nighttime thing with bonfire and like letting go of resentments. And oh, I just think it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. Yeah.
And the hike, we've got an optional hike scheduled early morning one day. There's so much.
I have to tell you, Craig looked at the website and was like, they have these morning hikes. He was like, are you going to be able to do that? Because like, I've been so bad about exercising the last few months. I was like, yes, I'm going to do it. Okay. Let's think about that first time that I interviewed you, like way back when. What, you know, Mia has grown. It's been a couple of years. Like, you've been doing more coaching than you were even doing then, and lots of stuff has evolved. Like, how have your step family challenges changed since then?
I think in my earliest days, even when I was certified and had started coaching clients, my biggest struggle was always revolving around insecurity. I was insecure in every individual one-on-one relationship I had. I was insecure in my role. Like, outsider syndrome was real with me. And I used to talk about it even a lot more, still talk about it a lot, but a lot more then, because it was the thing that I struggled with the most. And then I also had because I was insecure about my spot within my family and my role and my relationships, I had a lot of insecurity about my wife's relationship with her ex. Just that constant, like, well, did you guys talk today? Well, how come you didn't let me know what was going on here? Or how many times did you talk? Or why did you have to talk? Like, I was obsessed with when they saw each other, when they talked to each other, how long conversations took. Like, really, really deeply struggled with the insecurities revolving around all of that. And that's not to say I'm never feel insecurity now, but there's something different about having settled into this dynamic after so many years and used the tools and done all the things where my, I don't go as far down the rabbit hole as I used to, I guess.
That's good, because rabbit holes are dangerous. Well, so let's talk about, okay, we have the same wedding anniversary.
Yes.
What would you go back and tell baby Beth that day?
Baby Beth, little baby Beth.
Yeah, little baby Beth.
I mean, I probably can't fit into that dress anymore, but I think...
I hear that feeling.
I didn't get it preserved because I thought I was going to be
one of those people
to put it on again someday, and I just can't do it.
I didn't get mine preserved either. I feel like I should.
I know. I think I should. I should bite the bullet and do it. But so this might seem weird, but I think I would look at her and I would tell her... Obviously, maybe not on the wedding day, because it's what you hear on your wedding day, but I would say, like, the things that I felt worried and crappy about, I would look at baby Beth and I would say, this is the worst it's ever going to be. And I think that time and this way works backwards for step families mm-hmm. than it does with traditional families. And so we don't have a honeymoon phase, right? And so we think that gosh, if it's hard now, this is supposed to be like the highlight, like, the early days, it's supposed to be newlywed, like, everything's supposed to be awesome. How's it going to be later? But it's like being in a step family is like, I don't know, like planting a garden, I guess. That the good stuff actually comes, the best stuff comes later. So I would tell her, the things that you think are really hard now and that you're just worried that are going to be terrible forever, this is actually the worst those things are ever going to be.
That's such a good point. Yeah, that's such a good point. Because I remember that first year, oh my God, it was so hard. I mean, I remember being like, you know, we always talk about stepmoms having their bathroom floor moment where you feel like nothing's ever going to get better. And I mean, I remember having those like more than just once, you know, like a lot. And I love, you know, the idea of reframing it. I think, and we're all so hard on ourselves during that time too. Like, you know, why can't we get it right? And I'm doing my air quotes here, get it right, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really challenging.
It is. It is. And there are some things early that we just think like, how am I going to do this forever? Right.
Yeah, totally. And you're right. I think you get a few years into it and you feel more settled and like you've dealt with some of that stuff the first few years and you're kind of like, okay, all right, I got this.
Exactly. Yeah. So if there was a second thing, it's kind of related. I would say to her, it sounds kind of hokey, but some of the stuff like time truly does just heal.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. It's like one of those cliches that's actually true.
Nobody wants to hear it ever, right?
Totally. Totally. Yeah. You would probably not have been receptive to that on your wedding day.
No.
So what would you tell wedding day baby Jen?
Oh gosh. Baby 10.
I know.
I mean, I'll just get a little bit silly here and maybe tell her, like, don't worry, baby Beth isn't always going to be this crazy.
I love it.
You know, you and I, who we were talking to, Aaron, was that today or yesterday? I forget.
Yesterday. But, yeah.
Aaron Careless. And we were talking about how our, you know, really new stepmom selves, like the insecurities and the struggles and the reactions to things. And some of the stuff I look back on some of my reactions to things and I'm like, that was kind of sketchy, like very dramatic. I mean, I think I might have been a difficult person to be with back then in a lot of ways. I was really reactive. And so I think honestly that I, like, in all seriousness, I would tell her, like, she'll chill out, don't worry.
Yeah, but I mean, that's so true. And I think it's all driven by, like, our insecurities, right? I mean, I know, and then that conversation we had with Aaron is so true. Like, I mean, I remember at the beginning when Craig's ex-wife would, like, see me on an email chain with, like, the school or whatever, she would take me off of it in her response. And it used to make me so mad. I mean, it used to really make me mad. And now I'm kind of like, who cares?
Now I'm like, get me off of all these emails. I don't want to. I know.
But, like, you kind of just relax about this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean everything's perfect. I mean, stuff still comes up all the time.
No, but you build confidence. It, you know? You feel secure in confidence. Your relationship. And you just stop obsessing over things that like, make your life hard all the time.
Yeah, totally. Okay, well, when we did our first interview, we talked a lot about the challenges of LGBTQ+ stepfamilies. And I feel like in the last few years, I have learned so much about that world from you since we've been working together. And you have, like, really helped keep me honest in terms of, like, I'm from the South. We always say the wrong thing. But, like, when I say, you know, when I'm not using the right terms and, like, helping me understand the needs of that community, because it is different. You know, I mean, step families are different than first families, and LGBTQ+ step families have different needs also. So what is, and I think for anybody who is interested in that interview, I will link to our first interview because it'll be fun to revisit that. But also we did have a good discussion on that. But what's one thing now, after you've been doing this for a little while, that you wish that everybody knew about LGBTQ+ blended families?
You know, I mean, so I won't retread the stuff that we talked about the first time around, which would be, you know, a lot of importance of inclusive language and, you know, all that good stuff, like to not assume that everyone has the same structure as you do as far as gender goes and things like that. But at the same time, I think the biggest thing people need to know is that at their core, the challenges are exactly the same. The same insecurities, the same communication struggles, the same, I would say, sometimes even an exacerbated sense of role insecurity and outsider syndrome, because, you know, in a dynamic, let's say with Jen and myself, it's not as, it's the gender role thing kind of disrupts everything in the dynamic, because it's not like I settle into the mom role, because she's already a mom and she's already in this house too. And so on one hand, I'm at an advantage, right? Because I don't get necessarily strapped with maternal stuff that I might feel resentment over later, because it's not the roles aren't just automatically distributed that way. But on the other hand, it's tough because there's not a role carved out for me that I would assume that I'm going to slide into either. So it takes a lot of effort to figure out what your place is, because of the gender dynamics, and that can be really hard. But truly, everything else that hetero couples and hetero, like, straight step families deal with is the same. So don't be thinking that you can't connect with someone just because they don't have a marriage that looks exactly like yours. Like, their struggles and their insecurities and their difficulties and the things that are going well are baseline exactly the same, regardless of the structure of that step family.
That's so true. And I love hearing you talk about, though, the difference with the kind of that additional layer of intentionality that you have versus the heteronormative, you know, step family. Because I think, I mean, we already have to be so much more intentional in a step family than a first family has to be, right? Like everything we do is with intention. Like we have to schedule out and be intentional about the time that we spend with our spouse and the time that we go on vacation. I mean, everything is just kind of at a different level than in a first family.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to hear you talk about your role and sort of how you navigated that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it kind of adds an additional layer of having to be intentional and complexity, really, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's as simple as when we're out in public as a family, right? If you, you know, if you and Craig and the kids were out in public, someone is going to automatically probably think that you're their mom, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
If we're out in public, that is not going to be a default assumption because we're both women.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you have done the work that you have done with LGBTQ plus step families. And I always refer people to you. In fact, I texted you earlier today because I was doing a free boot camp and someone asked me, they were like, it seems like all of the resources out there for straight step families, like I'm queer and I don't know, where can I find some resources? And I was like, let me tell you, my business partner, Beth McDonough, but also Step Family Magazine and the Step Family Circle, because we really, it's a huge mission for us. And you and I talked about it at the outset. Like, it's really important for us that we are inclusive and that we serve every type of family and whatever that family looks like.
Yeah, because we already, I mean, stepmoms already feel like such outsiders, right? I mean,
we were talking about
just a couple weeks ago. And so I do harp on it a lot, especially the language piece, because I know what it's like to have a hard time finding a circle of support and then finding that, whether it's, you know, back in the old days, it was like a Facebook group or whatever, and getting in there and then never feeling like I can share and never commenting on people's posts or what they're saying, because they're using language that does not, I would have to explain my family dynamic and how it's not like that in order to answer the question.
Yeah, totally. Totally. It's so important that everybody has a place that they can feel safe and at home. And I hope that we provide that in our work together. You know, I mean, I know that's really important to both of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we don't have much time left because we're actually hopping on another coaching call when we're finished with this. What is your favorite thing about being a step family coach?
I think probably being in a position to tell people the things that I wish someone had told me, right? I mean,
oh my God, me too.
I just didn't have help. I had no reference points. I had no one to go to. Even a traditional therapist isn't going to be able to help you with these nuanced issues that are common within step families that are really, and the advice does not fit right necessarily if it's related to some of these struggles. And so being able to provide stepmoms with the empathy and the tools that they need that I would have so benefited from in the early days.
Oh my God, me too. Me too. Well, so on that note, and providing resources, let's talk a little bit about our membership, because I know we both have felt really strongly that we want stepmoms and stepfamilies to have a safe space where they can get to know each other, but also us, and have some access to regular resources. So I don't know, let's talk a little bit about our membership. What are you looking most forward to with the membership? And for those who don't know, and we'll put a link in the show notes where you can get access to it, but we have a ton of value in this membership. Beth and I get on and do coaching calls twice a month. We bring in an expert once a month. And you know, if you are a regular listener or have been to the Stepmom Summit or follow either of us on Instagram, you know that we have access to like some pretty amazing resources in terms of like the top experts in the world. So we bring somebody in once a month to talk to the members. And then we also have other tools and resources that we upload every month. What am I missing, Beth?
I mean, I think one of my favorite, well, so we have the Step Family Success Path. So all of our tools are built around this sequential path of tools and resources to go through that that follows this very specific structure. But I think my favorite element of it, and I wouldn't have expected to say this in the beginning, but is the fact that we've set it up so that our members really do get to know each other through the group coaching that we have. Because you and I both have group coaching programs that we run, but those are structured in such a way that they go, and then they're for a finite period of time, right? So the people go, it runs through a program, it's structured, you're covering things in a certain order, and then everybody's done, and then you move on. But with the membership, like our founding members who are still here, who signed up, I don't even remember when we launched the thing now, but they have It's been a year. And so we have members who, it's a very different coaching dynamic because they know each other. And mm-hmm. so we're not coming in there with a structured agenda, like, okay, this week we're talking about role and we're going to do this. It is for them to come in and be there for each other as much as get coaching from us. And they'll check in with each other for something that person brought to the table 6 months ago and say, like, how's that going with your stepsons? You know, blah, blah, blah. Like, they remember each other and they're building friendships and connections that you can't really recreate in a coaching resource or like a platform outside of this type of membership.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think it's so fun for me to watch when we're having a conversation with someone who's having a problem. And then I see one of our other members piping in because they know her.
They're ready. You know what they're, I mean? Like, ooh, yeah.
They're like, oh, I can help. I had this happen, you know? Yeah. It's such a special place. And I feel so lucky that we get to do all this together.
Yeah, it's over time since, as we've been doing it for a while now, and we see so many faces who come back again and again, we're creating a level of intimacy that feels really special.
Yeah, it really is. And I feel very fortunate. Okay, we have to hop on. Speaking of the membership, we are going to finish this podcast episode and go immediately into a coaching call for the membership, which is one of our favorite things to do. Before we leave, Beth and I always talk pop culture and we always talk TV because we're both like kind of
content addicts. I was hoping we were going to skip this question.
I know. No, I have to ask this. So what are you watching right now that you're loving?
Okay. So I might be off of what we usually match up on, but I think it's because I'm feeling all the fall vibes, but I'm into my fantasy, like my fantasy girly obsession right now. So I'm very into Wheel of Time. I don't know if you heard of Wheel of Time.
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it.
It's like epic, epic fantasy.
Okay.
Kind of Lord of the Rings.
I know you love the fantasy stuff.
I do love a fantasy. I have, I finished Mayor of Easttown super, I know I'm like 2 years late on that, but Jen and I watched Mayor of Easttown. We loved
it.
And I love Only Murders in the Building. And then I do have a gap in the genre that we both love called, I call it like the messy white people, messy rich white people genre. Like Succession, White Lotus.
The gap left by Succession.
I have a gap in that right now that I need to fill.
Okay, girl, I can fill that. Yeah. Billions.
Oh, we watch Billions. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, is it on right now?
Yeah, it's in its last season.
Oh, see, we did not start the new season. Okay. I didn't know it was back on.
You got to go watch that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's back on. Okay. Well, on the messy white people front, we'll leave it there. Thank you for doing this. And thank you for everyone tuning in. We will see you soon.
Thanks for having me back.
That's it for this week. If you've enjoyed our chat, I hope you'll help spread the word. Share this episode with friends and head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave me a review. And don't forget, for more great stepmom content, head on over to thiscustomlife.com and follow me on social media. Just search This Custom Life on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. Until next time, you keep being you and know that we are in this together. See you here next week.